And now it's my very great pleasure to say good morning to Helga Meyer. Good morning, Helga.
Good morning, Jan. Good morning, listeners.
Yes. Now, you're involved with the La Leche League.
Yes.
That's been around for an awfully long time, and I've seen the name around for a long, long time. Where did it originate?
It originated 60 years ago. So, you know, there's a big anniversary, you know, celebrations happening at the moment, and it started in America. Do you want me to talk about how it started?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a famous church picnic, although people now don't emphasize that we're church so much anymore, so you know it's a picnic. And it happened in Chicago 60 years ago, and there were some mothers sitting down under a tree breastfeeding their babies. And other moms have come up to them and said, oh, you know, I wasn't able to breastfeed, or, you know, stories like that. And so those mothers got chatting, and they said, well, why are we able to breastfeed? Why are the others not? And they said, oh, let's just get some friends together and talk about our experiences. And it snowballed. You know, it was really, you know, the time had come. And before you knew it, you know, other mothers contacted them, and then they couldn't physically visit everybody or get them to their meetings in Chicago. And so they wrote a tiny little booklet about breastfeeding, you know, and that's what started it all. And, you know, it's all around the world now.
And how long has it been going here in New Zealand?
50 years. Yeah. We have the big 50 anniversary celebration coming up with a conference next year in Waipuna Lodge in Auckland. So that's happening in July next year, and it's going to be a big, 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 huge event.
I'm surprised to hear that it started in Chicago, because the names suggest that it started in France.
Yes, the name is actually Spanish. So, you know, La could also be French. So it is Spanish. And the reason why is because, you know, 60 years ago, if you had the word breast in your title, you would not get any write-up in any papers, you know, because that was intimate, you know, that was not talked about. So there is a shrine in New Mexico, and it is dedicated to the Virgin Mary of an easy, a smooth birth and plentiful milk. So La Leche means the milk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's solved a puzzlement for me.
Yes, yes. Many people wonder about that. And there have been talks about changing the name, because, you know, it is slightly confusing for a lot of people. But in the end, it was decided, because it's an international organization, so, you know, lots of people do speak Spanish, and they do understand it, and French. And so the name, you know, has been there for 60 years, and to change it now would be, you know, too confusing.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And you're celebrating, is it Breastfeeding Week?
World Breastfeeding Week is on at the moment, yes.
Right.
Yeah. World Breastfeeding Week always goes every year from the 1st to the 5th of August. And it is organized by an organization called World Alliance for Breastfeeding Action, which is based in Malaysia. So it's an international organization. And every year, it's basically a vehicle to draw attention to breastfeeding and to different issues around breastfeeding. So there is always a theme. And the theme this year is breastfeeding support close to mothers. And it talks specifically about peer counseling. So, you know, when mothers have their babies, often breastfeeding gets off to an okay start, you know, if they have the babies at home and the midwife is there for the first few days, or, you know, in the hospital, and, you know, but then they're released from hospital. And then the support network that comes from the family and community kicks in. And if women have a strong support network, breastfeeding is usually always possible. There are not many cases with the right support that it is not possible. But there have been some studies done recently in Sydney, and they found that 21% of mothers do actually not feel adequately supported by their family and community, you know. And that is not because the family doesn't want to support them. That is often because, you know, the generation that are grandmothers now, they usually have not been breastfed, or, you know, have breastfed themselves, because, you know, in the, you know, after the Second World War, breastfeeding got out of fashion a little bit. You know, they were thinking that, you know, formula might be better. But, you know, research has shown now that formula is, in fact, you know, very far, you know, inferior. But what it has resulted in is that, you know, there is a gap there where mothers have not breastfed, and then they have not had that experience, and they cannot pass it on to their daughters. And so that's how La Leche League, you know, stepped into that breach, because they were, you know, some women were still breastfeeding, and so they, you know, it's the peer support then, you know, so in among friends.
So what is the main purpose of the league?
Good question. The main purpose, the official line is to provide breastfeeding information and support. So that's it in a nutshell. So we do that through antenatal education. So, you know, when there's an antenatal class happening on the island here, usually Rhiannon asks me along to come and talk about breastfeeding. If mothers have questions, they're able to ring up before they have their baby, and also, of course, you know, after they have their baby. But it's not just before, you know. It's not just, you know, when they have their baby. They can also ask questions before. And in fact, it's quite good to have your support system set up, you know, before you have the baby, because once you have a question, then you need to know where to go. And so we help with the normal course of breastfeeding, you know, if you think, is this right, you know, everything feels all right, but I'm not quite sure, you know, of course, you haven't had that experience, you haven't been around babies, you know, and we don't have the nuclear family anymore, that, you know, children grow up around babies, you know, often people, the first baby they hold is their own. So, they can ring up and say, you know, would you come around, or, you know, can we meet, or, you know, would you mind having a look, or, this hurts, or, you know, my baby, you know, is my baby having enough dirty nappies, you know, all of that, you know, all of those questions. My baby is crying, why, you know, I mean, all those questions. So women can just ring up or come along to the meetings and ask those questions. But we are also there if something is really not quite right. So, you know, if women end up with, you know, bleeding and cracked nipples, or, you know, any of that, or a baby is born with a cleft palate, or a baby, you know, just doesn't seem to suck right, or, you know, all those questions. So there is different levels of support. So the peer counseling is a program where mothers are trained in the normal course of breastfeeding. It's a relatively short training, and they can just help their friends. Then there is the next level, which is called La Leche League Leaders, which is what I am. And we have had quite intensive training. So we are still there for the normal course of breastfeeding, and that's the main focus. But if something goes wrong, we either know what to do about it, or we know where to refer to. And so then the next level of support is within La Leche League. I have women within La Leche League that I can go to and say, this is the issue that I have, can you help? So there is an professional advisory board in La Leche League. So, you know, there's the real experts that can be asked. So that level of support is there. And then above that, or, you know, we don't really say above, you know, it's sort of the next, you know, the next ring of support, is the lactation consultant. And the lactation consultants are the health professionals. I'm a lay person. I have had some training, but I'm not a health professional, whereas the lactation consultants are. And they deal with the real big problems, and they're either in private practice like a doctor, a GP, or they're employed by the hospitals. The other way of supporting women, we have a monthly meeting. So it's a support group meeting. It's always the second Thursday of the month, and that's what you had mentioned that, yes, you saw in the Gulf News, that, you know, we used to be on Fridays. The group here, I started the La Leche League group on the island almost 12 years ago, and I did it on a Friday, and for many years we had Fridays, but then many other things for mothers and babies started on Fridays, so we said, okay, let's go to the Thursdays. So now we have it on Thursdays.
What time?
It's at 10 o'clock. It's always the second Thursday of the month. At 10 o'clock, from 10 to 11:30 at the Surfdale Hall. So not the little one, not the little post office where the toy library is, but the big hall. And so the next meeting that is coming up is the 8th of August, actually, Toddler and Family Nutrition. Mm-hmm. So that's just coming up.
Ah, so you'll be somebody will be talking about nutrition.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't just cover breastfeeding; you cover a wide range of.
We cover a wide range of topics. Yes,
relating to babies and toddlers.
Yes, exactly. So, having said that, the topic is toddler and family nutrition. But if one of our listeners now has a little baby or is pregnant, and she thinks, "Ah, toddler, you know, that's not me yet," just come along anyway, because there will always be a question and answer session. And it always depends on who comes to the meetings. And, you know, if they're all women who are far off the toddlerhood with their little kids, then something else will be discussed. You know, it's not set in concrete.
Right. You're listening to Waiheke Radio. This is your community radio station. It's Island Life. And we're talking to Helga Meyer about the La Leche League. Now, Helga, is this purely for women or fathers welcome to come along?
Okay. In the support group meetings, it's usually only the women. And the reason for that is that, you know, if there is only women there, we are a little bit freer to talk about intimate things, and breastfeeding is quite a personal thing, you know. However, we had dads show up, and they were always really made welcome. And, you know, it was never awkward. But usually it is only the women.
I suppose they'd feel awkward too, but it might be useful sometimes for them to hear the problems that
definitely
their partner's having.
Yes, yes, that is definitely true. So, you know, men are absolutely always welcome. And it's a good idea. Maybe we should have, you know, breastfeeding sessions for the dads also at some point. I have been thinking about that, and I am in contact with somebody who does those things professionally, but he is very expensive. So, I'm not quite sure yet how I'm going to juggle that, you know.
Right.
Either hire
right.
him to come and charge, or do it myself and, you know, hopefully get some dads along with some experienced breastfeeding dads.
In recent times, you know, the last few years, the trend towards breastfeeding has increased, I think.
Yes.
And is becoming more accepted.
Yes.
Is that perhaps all putting some pressure on those women who are having difficulty breastfeeding and who have to resort to formula or other products?
Yeah, yeah. It can put pressure on. How I'm going to word this. With the right support, 99.9% of women can breastfeed. There is a very small percentage of women who cannot because of, you know, physical issues, but that is a very, very extremely small number. The key word in here is the right support. And that is why, you know, well, breastfeeding this year is about mother-to-mother support. And that is what I'm seeing over and over and over again. So, you know, if women contact us early on in the piece, you know, and we work with all the midwives. So, you know, I really encourage women, you know, they are under the care of the midwife for 6 weeks, the first 6 weeks after birth. The midwives and La Leche League work together. So none of the island midwives will be put out if the mother says, oh, and I have also contacted Helga. You know, we all work closely together. We all, you know, support what we all do with the mothers, or for the mothers, I should say. And but women have different reasons why they don't breastfeed. I mean, some women have really made up their minds breastfeeding is the best for the babies, and there's no two ways around it. You know, that's just a fact that's scientifically proven over and over and over again. So, but some women have made up their minds, and that's what they do, no matter what the difficulty. They will overcome every obstacle in the way. Some women don't place so much emphasis on it, or, you know, there are so many issues that can happen in a woman's life that she has decided, yeah, if it works, that's okay. If it doesn't work, then that's okay too. And we have to respect that. And we do respect that. And in all our invitations, in all our documentation, it says, I'm just trying to read it here, La Leche League Waiheke Breastfeeding Information and Support. That's on top of our posters. And underneath it says, inviting all pregnant women, breast or bottle feeding moms, their babies and toddlers. Mm-hmm. So women who have made the decision for whatever reason to bottle feed, they are still very much welcome to come to our meetings. for several reasons. They still need the peer support. So it's not the peer support for the bottle feeding. I will not promote bottle feeding. That's not our objective. But if somebody has decided for whatever reason not to breastfeed but to bottle feed, we respect that decision. And then we help this mother. So we can help her with, you know, bottle feeding, so to make it still a very worthwhile experience for her and for her child in terms of skin-to-skin contact, you know, the emotional contact. That, because, you know, a lot of what breastfeeding is emotional bonding. So bottle feeding mothers, you know, have to find other ways to do that. And so by them being around the breastfeeding culture, when the second baby comes, they might see, oh, okay, you know, I didn't know this, this, and that. Now I know it because I've been around that. I give it another go. And very often they do then succeed. So, you know, we do promote breastfeeding. That is our aim, to help women breastfeed their babies. But we are not exclusive, you know. We are not shunting everybody else out.
That's good to hear. You mentioned earlier about the rings of support that the league provides.
Yes.
Are all those rings available on the island?
Yes, they are. So the Breastfeeding Peer Counselor Program is a program that was developed by La Leche League International, and La Leche League New Zealand has adopted it. And I was actually part of the review committee when it was adapted for New Zealand standards. I have been on the La Leche League International Executive Board at that time, and so I was part of developing it for New Zealand. It is a program that is underwritten by the district health boards, and, you know, it is actually something La Leche League needs to charge, because we need to pay royalties to La Leche League International and so on. So that's the Breastfeeding Peer Counselor Program, and that is really geared for people who within their own peer group, like within their own family, at the marae, you know, who give breastfeeding support, but don't have the very, very in-depth training of a La Leche League leader. Now, the La Leche League leader is the next ring out, and that is what I am, and my co-leader B is also a La Leche League leader. So we have done the more in-depth training. So we cover the peer counseling because we have also done that next level. So, you know, we are there to help with if things get a bit tricky. And also if they're just, you know, we're also just there for just giving encouragement and support. That's a big, big, big role. And then there is a lactation consultant on the island, and she is very, very kind. If we run into problems, we can ask her. But she does not officially practice on the island. She's employed in Auckland. And then we have that support network of the professional background, which is within La Leche League, where they can ask the board of consultants, and that is accessible to us, but, you know, by a phone call to Auckland, basically, or an email. Yeah,
that's great to know.
Yeah.
Now, do you need volunteers? Do you need anybody to come and help?
The best way people can come and help is to come to the meetings. And, you know, to support the organization that way, and, you know, come with your baby. Of course, all the babies, all the toddlers, everybody is welcome. You know, you don't leave your baby behind because you come to La Leche League meeting. So, you know, come to the meeting. If you find, oh, God, it's 10:15 already and my baby is, you know, still not ready to go out, doesn't matter. You know, just come along and, you know, you can come in late. And that's the best way to support the organization, really.
Do you have to be a mother to come along to those meetings?
That is a very good question. Usually women are, but no, you don't have to be a mother. So you can be thinking about becoming a mother. You can just be interested in the topic.
I was thinking perhaps about a grandmother, you know,
who might
want to come along and perhaps give some support.
Right. She is a mother also.
But not with a little baby.
Not with a little baby, no. And we very often have grandmothers, and they are. That's really very, very, very special, because they have either been through it in terms of breastfeeding themselves, or they have not, and they are now coming to support their daughters or daughters-in-law and learn with them as they go on. So, you know, I love to see the grandmothers. And I just want to say special greetings to the dads here. You know, a lot of talk is about the mother and the baby, and of course that's the obvious, you know, people that are involved. But numerous studies have shown that dad plays an absolutely crucial role in breastfeeding success. If the dad is not supportive of breastfeeding, the mother will not breastfeed.
Okay.
So the person behind, you know, like they say, behind every great man is a great woman. Yeah, in this, you know, in this case, it's exactly the other way around. Mm-hmm. Behind most successfully breastfeeding mothers is a supportive partner behind her. I'm saying most because some mothers go it alone. So, you know, some mothers don't have a partner, but then they have other people in their lives that are supportive of their decision of breastfeeding. So, you know, it would be very, very hard for a woman to do it on her own. So dads are absolutely crucial in that, but they're just not seen.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, no doubt there's an emotional side to that for them as well.
Yes, there is, absolutely. I mean, they know, you know, if their partner is breastfeeding their baby gets the best nutrition, they get the best antibodies to stay healthy, they get the best start in life in terms of IQ points, because, you know, breastfeeding does increase in intelligence. They get the best emotional connection. So, you know, breastfeeding is absolutely the best the mother can do for their baby.
Mm.
And so, you know, sometimes, you know, dads think, oh, I miss out. I want to give the baby a bottle so I can feed the baby. Hey, dads, there are so many things you can do so much better than the mothers. Let the mom do what she does best. She has got the equipment, right? So let her do that part. Dads take over the bathing of the baby. You know, that is a real, real, real bonding experience. If the baby is unsettled, dads can walk around with the baby in their arms and they can hum or sing or talk to the baby. That low, you know, voice, the low frequency voice the dads have, that is really, really calming for the baby. No mother has that voice. Mm. So, you know, dads, do what you do best and let mom do what she does best. That's why we are different kinds of the same species, right?
Yes, exactly.
We have different talents and let's use them that way.
Exactly. That's a great attitude there. I think it's very good in this day and age that we're really lucky now that to be living in such an open environment where things such as breastfeeding and having a baby and all of that sort of thing is out there. And
yes.
People can talk about it, and even, you know, about emotions, and men
yes.
can talk about their emotions.
Yes,
and
yes.
Women can talk about their emotions with you know, children and that sort of thing. You know, thank goodness gone are the days where a woman was confined for 9 months in a, you know, in crinoline dress, and she was just allowed to sit there and do needlework.
Yes.
It's, we're very lucky to live in such a society now.
Yeah, yeah. I think we need to be aware, though, also not to put too much pressure on mothers. You know, when I had my baby, there were not that many people who went back to work. You know, I'm an older mother, and yeah, there were people who went back to work, but, you know, hardly anybody went back to work full time.
Mm.
Whereas now, there is a real pressure, you know, the baby is hardly born and the mothers are back at full time work. And
well, there was a bit of debate in the newspapers last week after Prince George was born, and sort of how quickly after his birth Kate left the hospital.
Yes.
Should she have been in there a bit longer?
Yes.
To,
Before,
you know.
Yeah.
Going back to normal routine.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's a lot of debate around that, I suppose.
Yes, yes, yes. And, I mean, you know, there is two ways of looking at it. You know, I mean, one way is that we say, okay, it's not an illness when mothers have their babies, so why should they be in hospital? But at the same time, they need to have the ability to stay as long as they need to. And often it's more emotional than physical. You know, we feel safer if there is somebody else around who knows, you know.
Exactly, especially if it's your first. Yes. And you're not used to handling a baby. You know, you treat it like it's porcelain.
Yes, that's right.
And you're not sure of reactions that it gives you, whether it's sick or whether it's just the normal reaction.
Absolutely.
And if you haven't got somebody to ask, this can be really upsetting.
Yeah, and that's where the peer support comes in again, you know.
It is, and it's not, as far as I'm aware, it's not as quite as much peer support now as there was perhaps when I was little.
Right.
Because you had the Plunkett.
Yes.
That came around and kept tabs on you. I think the Plunkett nurse came around every week or something and kept a book of your progress and talked to mum about anything that was worrying her and that sort of thing, which doesn't happen now.
Yeah, now
I'm
mothers.
I'm not sure whether that sort of support's been picked up somewhere else, maybe like La Leche League.
Yeah. La Leche League plays a big part in it, but there's also the well baby nurse. So mothers, you know, for the first 6 weeks, the midwife comes around, you know, at first every day or every other day and then, you know, less frequently. And then after 6 weeks, they are released into the care of the well baby nurse. And then they actually go around to the nurse, you know, every, you know, there's a prescribed schedule. And the nurse keeps tabs on all the milestones.
So how does that work on the island? Is that nurse is...
It's attached to the health trust.
The health trust.
And there is also one at the Marae.
Right.
So, yeah, we've got two on the island. And Kathy Williams used to be the one, you probably know her name still, she moved a couple of years ago. And La Leche League is available 24 hours a day. Yes, if there is a real crisis at 3 o'clock in the morning, ring me by all means, eh? But 5 o'clock, definitely. I've had phone calls at 5 o'clock because it's usually the night that is often tricky, you know. Mm-hmm. Saturday, Sunday, doesn't matter, you know, just, you know, women are really, really encouraged to just ring, you know, and then, you know, we can make a decision together whether I get out of bed and come or, you know, It's La Leche League is a volunteer organization. There is no charge. Lactation consultants charge, you know, that's, you know, they're the professionals, that's their livelihood. La Leche League is all volunteer, so there's no charge. We are funded through a little bit of money from the Ministry of Health for the head office in Wellington. There is always funding applications, COGS, lottery, you know, and that the groups do individually. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we are still successful there. Our precious hair are always for our corner there, but she's no longer with us, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we see how that goes in the future. And
I think you mentioned earlier that you'd been with the league for 12 years. Is that on the island?
Yes, I started the current La Leche League group on the island 12 years ago.
Okay.
There had been a group about 25 years ago, but that had long closed. And so when I moved to the island 12 years ago, I started the current group. I have been involved in La Leche League for 19 years now, ever since I was pregnant. So, and did my training 17 years ago. So, experience.
It does a great job. And, of course, just reminding people that the next meeting is on this coming Thursday, the 7th?
The 8th of October.
The 8th of October.
Surfdale Hall, 10 o'clock.
Surfdale Hall.
At the big Surfdale Hall.
And you meet the first Thursday of every month, is that
the
right?
The second Thursday of every month.
So between 10 and 11:30.
Yeah, that's correct. Roughly.
If you're interested in going along, then please do.
If you want to get a hold of me, I don't know, is it appropriate here to mention a telephone number?
Absolutely, if you're happy to do that.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. My phone number is 2210. And you can also Google La Leche League New Zealand, and then, you know, there's links to the different groups. So you'll find my phone number, B's phone number, and, you know, meeting information on the website.
Oh, that's helpful. Thank you, Helga.
We've been talking to
Helga Meyer of the La Leche League on Waiheke Island, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.